I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They are here, ladies and gentlemen, the Daters. We got three men in the studio. And
three
they
bachelors.
Are, they, bachelors.
Three bachelors. We know they're men. Three bachelors.
You just got to make sure.
We got to treat it like it's the dating show. It's
okay, well, let's treat it like it's the dating show then. Go ahead and hit that. Hit that music.
Bam. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh. It's now time for the matchmaking game. Finding love for Gabby, the blind date show.
Sean,
you like that?
You really went and found this.
Yes.
You really went and found this?
Yes, I have, CJ. Yes, and it took me a long time to find that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the first time right here on News and Talk 1380, WAOK, we are hooking Gabby up with a single guy, a bachelor. We have three contestants mm-hmm. in the studio, mm-hmm. and I'm going to go to them individually. I'm going to set the stage up for the three guys sitting opposite of us to talk to you a little bit about themselves, okay?
Okay.
So let's go over to dater number one. Dater number one, he is 38 years old, 6'1", and he was born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. Everybody give it up for Ken, ladies and gentlemen. Ken, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Doing okay today? Oh, I'm doing lovely.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Y'all should see her face right now. If you're not tuned in online to the Facebook, make sure you go on WAOK's Facebook page so you can see exactly all of Gabby's facial expressions.
Yes. Yeah, and you can also see her expressions on 1380 at 1380 WAOK on IG. So, Ken, talk to Gabby a little bit about yourself.
Talk to me.
Well, born and raised in ATL, you know, graded baby, whatever.
Hey.
38. I run my own cell phone business, entrepreneur, 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I have a passport, so I can go where I want to go.
Okay, then, player. What's it? He got that passport.
I'm a diehard Falcons fan. I know we're doing bad, but.
Pick him. Pick him. He won already.
CJ, calm down. Calm down.
Let me see. never been married, no kids, single. Single.
He said that twice.
Yeah.
Single. Okay, single. So you know I have to ask all of them. So everyone is single, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so is there anyone under the impression that
hold on,
that
hold on, Gabby. Hold okay, on, hold on. We got to let them finish introducing themselves.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to get the housekeeping
rules out the way. We got you. We got you.
Okay.
We got you. Let them finish introducing themselves.
My bad, Ken. I'm sorry, love. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm cool, laid back, you know. I don't like the arguing and fussing. I like to have a good time. I'm very outgoing. I'm an extrovert, not an introvert. Life of the party. I'm an athlete. I play flag football now, and I coach also.
Who you play for? Who you play for?
Wolfpack. Yeah, that's the name of the team. ATL Wolfpack. Flag football.
I ain't seen you. I play out there too.
Yeah, five-star league.
Okay. Okay, you play the five-star. I got you. I play eight time. All right, difference.
Anything else, man? You know, just, you know, you got to get to know me and see what else you want to know about me.
Okay.
All right. Okay, that's Ken. Dater number one, Ken. All right. Let's go over to dater number two. He is 37 years old. He is his height is six. we got Jessica in the studio, dater number two. Jessica.
Hey, man, how you doing? I'm happy to be here. How you doing, Gabby?
I'm good, Jessica. How do you pronounce it?
You just said it right, baby. How you say it. It's Jessica. It just roll off your tongue. Like, not with an A, but with an O. It's real simple. You made it sound perfect, actually.
My boy, player.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jessica, tell Gabby a little bit about yourself.
That was a decent intro. Yeah, I'm 37, just turned 37 in October.
When? October what?
October 12th.
Okay, so you're a Libra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I've been here for about the better part of 7 years. I have a 5-year-old son at the time. You know, I was married when I had him. I don't do that out of marriage crap. You know, mm-hmm. I keep it real.
Okay.
So that's how I play. But I'm very single. I'm not Facebook single. I'm not Instagram, Twitter single. I'm available single. So I'm ready. So it's not even a game when it comes to that. I don't play games. But I have a good time. I love game nights. I love having good times. I can be a big kid at heart when I find the right person to do that with. But at the end of the day, I'm just a romantic trying to have a good time and find somebody that, you know, I got the same energy with. So,
okay. There you have it. Oh. Data number two, Jessica.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And also in the studio, we have data number three. He is 27 years old, and he owns his own company. All right. We have in the studio data number three, Warren. Warren.
Hey, how you doing?
Say hello to Gabby.
Hey, Miss Gabby, how are you?
Hi, Warren. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to be here.
Oh, thanks for coming.
Okay. Warren, tell Gabby a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 27, of course. I'm born and raised in Atlanta, Decatur area.
Zone seat.
Zone six all day. I own and run a sign company where we manufacture signs and we install them all through Atlanta.
You own it? You 27?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What I like to do, I like to pretty much have fun, you know, hang out with friends. I do like to travel. Pretty much whatever goes.
Okay.
All right. And that's
right, Warren.
Dater number three. All right. So we have three eligible bachelors
and
in the studio.
We have our fourth one getting ready to come up.
Oh, we got fourth one. Oh.
Yeah. So we're going to do one more introduction when we come back from break.
Okay.
And then we're going to get right into them questions.
Oh, I just can't take it. I want all three already. Please. Okay. I'm sorry, TJ. Okay. All right.
The G and Gabby stands for greedy.
Thank you, Sean.
I'm kidding. I just love to make CJ upset.
Oh my God. Go ahead, Sean.
We'll be right back. It is the dating edition, the matchmaking game, Finding Love for Gabby, the blind date show. Sean Garvey, C to the J, and Gabby Bell. We're going to find out who this fourth dater is, and then we're going to get started with the questionnaire.
Yep.
All right. Right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Love and relationships and friends, the matchmaking game, finding love for Gabby, the blind date show. Sean Garvey, C to the J, and Gabby Bell. Before the break, we introduced three daters, our three eligible bachelors in the studio with us. Dater number one is Ken. Also, dater number two is Jessica, and dater number three is Warren. Now, we finally have dater number four in the studio. Dater number four is 3961, and he was born and raised in Alabama and attended Jacksonville State University. All right, so we got him in the studio. Everybody, welcome dater number four, Rod, to the studio. Hello, Rod.
How's it going, man? Sorry for being late.
All right.
Get close to that microphone. Get close to it.
It's good.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
How you doing, man? Sorry for being late, man.
You good?
All right, Rod, talk to our lady friend here, Gabby.
Hi, Rod.
Hey, Gabby, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad you made it.
Ooh, so sorry for being late. I'm glad I made it, too.
So tell me about yourself.
I work for a hotel chain as a manager and a trainer. I've been asked to do a little bit of traveling for my job, which I'm kind of excited about. I'm a father of two, very proud father of two. Basically, I love to travel. I'm a foodie, huge sports fan, huge music fan. Nothing too extravagant. Just, you know, try to stay in my lane and be the best that I can be.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and start off with the questions, shall we? Okay, so Gabby,
okay.
The floor is yours.
Okay, so my first question is, when was your last relationship and why did it end and how long was that relationship? And this goes to all four, so I need some quick
30 seconds,
yeah,
fellas.
Yeah.
Whoever wants to go first.
So let's start with Ken.
Okay.
Relationship was like 2 years ago, And it ended because I think we both had trust issues. She didn't trust me. I didn't trust her. And things just went down the drain. We was together for like maybe 3.5 years.
Okay, cool. Jessica.
Yeah, almost about 1.5 years ago was my most serious. The reason that we separated, we had a lot of different views on relationships and the process and how that works. It was mutually ended. So, you know, you look at it as something that didn't work out and just move on and find something that actually works for you. So,
okay. Warren?
Yes. So my previous relationship was about 2 years ago. Reason why it didn't work out, she was a little bit older than me. We just had different views on certain things. And plus, she was, like I said, she was pretty much older than me. So I would say that was pretty much what the reason was.
Okay. And Rod?
For me, 8 months, we had two different ideas of what a relationship entails. We remained friends, but it was just better off as that, as far as how me and her should move forward.
And how long ago was this relationship?
8 months.
Oh, 8 months. Mm-hmm. And how long were you guys dating?
1 year.
Okay. Okay. All right. So why do you guys feel like you're single? We're going to do it again, all three, or all four, starting with Ken.
I think I'm single because I ain't ready yet. Like, you know what I'm saying? Until I meet somebody that just really wild me, you know, that's it, you know.
You ain't okay, we'll talk about
I know
that.
It.
Okay, Jessica.
I'm single because I think that I need a certain energy. I need a consistency. I need a wave of real positive energy when I'm dealing with somebody. I haven't found that connection yet. But that's initially why I'm not just going to go off of anything. I need some energy pushed back into me in order to have a real, real connection with someone. So that's why I'm single. I'm just looking for actual connection versus just a pretty face or something that's appealing to me. I need a connection. So that's why I'm single.
Okay, Jessica. Warren?
Reason I'm single currently because I focus a lot on my work. It took me quite some years to get to where I'm at now. So I didn't really focus too much on, you know, being in a relationship with anybody. So that's pretty much it.
Okay. And Rod?
For me, I'm picky, but it's in a good way. I'm not going to just settle for any regular type situation. Like what he just said, got to have more than a pretty face. Got to have some kind of substance. Drive, classiness about yourself. I love a silly, beautiful, intelligent woman, so I'm not going to just, you know, just jump into something just because I can.
Okay. All right. Can I get one more question then?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so just goes
make
to
it quick.
This goes to Jessica. What quality is most attracted to you in a partner?
A sense of humor.
Aww.
I like to laugh. Life is already difficult enough. We don't have enough laughter in all our lives. So I think that for me, I got to have a sense of humor. I got to be able to laugh with you. We got to laugh in the hard times when we're going through it. We can laugh when we're celebrating greatness. So that's just my point of view.
What about you, Rod? Real quick, what about you, Rod?
I would say a big heart.
Okay. Can I ask the
We got to go into break.
Okay, fine.
We got to pay these bills.
We got to pay these bills or Ms. Joyce going to be calling us.
Okay.
So we're going to have to lose one, unfortunately.
Yeah, when we come back.
When we come back. So we're going to find out who Gabby is going to eliminate before we go into our next segment. 404.
No, when we come back from the next segment. As soon as we come back.
No,
we
gotta, when we come back from our break. Yeah. Two more questions.
No. Sorry.
Sorry.
It's a part of the game.
Whatever.
404-892-2703. It is the Matchmaking Game Edition. Finding Love with Gabby, the blind date show right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
The Matchmaking Game, Finding Love with Gabby, the blind date show. Four eligible bachelors in the studio. Dater number one, Ken. Dater number two, Jessica. Dater number three, Warren. And dater number four, Rod. Now, we're giving you a fair shot, Gabby.
Okay.
Because we got to eventually eliminate one. We got to eliminate one guy. So you have a certain amount of time. How much time she got left, Gabby, to ask a question?
You got two more questions real quick.
All right, let's dive right in. Okay. So
can each one of you describe the type of boyfriend that you are? We're going to start with Jessica.
I'm a giver. I'm a nurturer. I'm a protector. I like to have fun, though. I got to be goofy. If it's not fun, then it's not gonna work. You gotta, like I said, you got to smile throughout everything. But, you know, I'm a giver first. I got to do what I got to do first for her because it's not about me at the end of the day. After I done chose her, then it's about her. So I'm a giver naturally. So I just whatever that she'll need mentally, physically, that's, you know, financially, that's where we go at that point. But just more of a giver. That's the overall general say I'll say about me.
And can you describe like a typical date for us?
Well, it depends on the date. Depends on what your groove is, what you want to do. If you want to go somewhere fun, we'll go somewhere fun. If you want to go out, we put on something nice. We can go catch some live music somewhere, catch a drink. Again, this is up to you. I give you a choice, and then we'll go based off of that. You know, because if you're not smiling and you're not happy, then what's the point of me going somewhere I want
to
do?
So do I always have to pick the date or like?
Not initially, but, you know, once we get there, you know, okay. I'm going to start learning what you like and what you do. Then I ain't going to have to ask you. Then it's going to be like, get dressed.
Oh.
Complain.
Oh.
That's different.
Whoa.
Talk that stuff, Jessica.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can tell Jessica is the aggressive type. <He's> still...
Okay, Rod, same question. Describe the type of boyfriend that you are.
I would say attentive and fun. You'll always laugh. You'll be fed. You'll never be bored. I'm really good at picking up on your likes and dislikes. I think I get that from being a dad of a father. I'm of a daughter. So I just learned how to pick up on, you know, likes, dislikes. And I'm pretty good with planning dates. Okay. You'll never be bored, ever.
Okay, so describe a typical date.
I like concerts, comedy shows. I like also get dressed up and go to a nice restaurant. We'll just mix it up. It just depends on the weather, what she's feeling like, and what she wants to do.
Okay. He asked some questions or no?
No, you got to get ready to eliminate one.
Right now?
Okay, so it's time
to eliminate one bachelor.
So it's time to eliminate this
bachelor, then you can ask some more questions for the remaining bachelors. And then after that round, we got to eliminate one more until we're down to our last two.
Okay,
so
guys.
The time has come. Dum, 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 dum.
All right. So
you got to eliminate one. But so far, let our listeners know how you feel about this round so far.
I think this round went pretty well. I wish I had time to ask more questions, but I think I got kind of what I needed to know out of, you know, this round.
So. Who's it going to be?
So who is it going to be, Gabby?
Okay, I'm going to have to eliminate Warren.
And the only
reason because you said that the relationship ended because she was older than you are. And I just turned 33 and you're 27. So I kind of, and you said it multiple times. So I felt like, I feel like that was important to you. So, yeah.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Warren.
Wait, before we let Warren go, it's only fair that we allow Warren to share any last remarks to Gabby and to our listeners. Warren, you have the floor.
I just really appreciate the opportunity and coming here and being a part of it.
Perfect. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to let Warren come around, actually meet Gabby.
Yep. Okay. So coming around here?
Yeah, come around here.
Okay, Warren, come meet Gabby. Gabby, you going to see him for the first time?
I got to fix my hair. Oh, he's so
Yep.
Cute.
That is who you are losing. That's Warren. That's Warren, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get IG right here.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate you, Warren.
All right. Appreciate you.
Thanks for coming,
Warren.
Man.
Thank you for coming.
We'll be in touch.
I'm so upset right now.
Yeah.
Right. She's really extra. She's so extra right now. So extra. Oh, my God.
So, of course, if you're just tuning in to Love and Relationships and Friends, the Blind Date Edition show, Gabby eliminated one out of the four, which is Warren. All right, so single ladies out there, ladies, you have a chance to.
Warren is available.
Warren is available.
No.
Warren is available.
My boy Warren available. Gabby didn't pick him, so ladies who are on my Facebook, there go Warren. Warren, say hey to the ladies. All right, so
yep.
There we go. Now, We can go ahead and get into some more questions for our remaining bachelors, though, Gabby.
Okay.
Because we got another elimination coming up.
I need a mental break.
You got six more. Nah, you actually got about four more minutes.
4 minutes okay. to break. Okay.
So break. So we got,
So far, so the remaining contestants we have so far, CJ, is Ken.
Yep.
Jessica. And Rod.
And Rod.
All right.
Can I ask a question for the fellas? Or you want, go ahead.
Oh,
you
go ahead. No, go ahead.
You go ahead. Mm-hmm. All right. So, fellas. It's little sis, so we got to ask, because I, you know, I don't want to have to pull out the 380. How important is sex for y'all?
Very.
Oh, wait, who said
that? Wait, who
hold on. Let me get my
pen. We're going to start with Rod. We're going to work from Rod down. So we're going to go bachelor number 4, bachelor number 2, and bachelor number 1. Rod?
All right. I say very because if you're just dealing with that person and you have a connection, I feel like that is important. I'm not saying it's an end-all, be-all as far as, you know, that's it. But, of course, there's more things to go into it. But when you have a chemistry and you build with somebody and you have time invested in, you know, that is important.
Part two of that question is how often do you like to have sex?
You mean like per week?
Yeah.
However often, per week, per day, per hour?
I mean, as much as we can. I mean, with our work schedules and with our life, you know, as much as we can, it can vary. It can go from 3 times a week to every day.
My boy said every day on you. Ooh. Jessica.
Okay. Jessica, that question is for you.
Oh, okay. Same question. It can't be the root of the relationship, but it's important. It all depends on the chemistry you have with a person. That's how it start anyway, if you ask me. If you can't look at your woman and be attracted to her immediately, then what's the point of really dating her? That's what you see first. Instead of this situation, we obviously can't see first because she can't see us. But in reality, I mean, it can't be the root, but it's important. You want your woman to want you just as much as you want her.
Okay. All right. Ken?
Yeah, sex is important, you know. But in my experience, communication has been the most important thing to me because we ain't got no communication. I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm just speaking off experience. But, sex is important. You know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, learn each other, you know. But there's other things you can do besides doing the sex thing. You know, you can cuddle. You can snuggle. You can play fight, play wrestle, whatever.
He said snuggle.
You know
okay.
Yeah, that's my little word I use sometimes. But, yeah, man, you know, just kicking it with each other, man. You know, the intimacy part, you know.
Okay.
Wait, did Jessica say how many times?
My bad.
I don't
part
think
two question.
Yeah, I don't think
how often, Jessica?
How many times you want it?
Whoa!
That boy, player.
Jessica answered the question, how many times do you want it?
Ken, same question.
Go ahead, answer that question.
Ken, same question. How often?
Oh, shoot. I hope I can get one off every day. That's just me.
Talk to him. Talk to her, lady. Okay. Fellas, talk to her.
You know, I ain't going to play nobody. I'm just keeping it 100 day today. So, you know.
Okay, so, oh, wow. Okay.
Uh-huh. You need some water?
Yeah.
Say Fanna. Okay. She a little hot and bald.
All right. Since Jessica, he just, okay, this is for Jessica.
She a little discombobulated over there.
I'm going to fan you out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Jessica, describe your ideal relationship.
My ideal relationship would be someone I can always talk to, somebody that can be my support system when I'm down, and, you know, I can lift them up when they are, you know. Yin to my yang of sorts, I think. I think that's the best way from, you know, my personal experience in older relationships, that you got to have a two-way street of being, you know, somebody's strength when they down and hold them up. But, you know, let them know, help treat them right, you know, shine through the bad times. Let them know they're amazing when they don't feel like they are. I think there's a lot of things I was missing in my previous relationships that I want in my future relationships that'll make it better for me. So I would do exactly the same things that made me feel a certain way and learn from my mistakes. That way I can teach and show her that we having something that's strong or whatever. Y'all played the real sensual music in the background.
Yeah.
It's real. I heard it in the background. Like, wait, what is that? What am I hearing?
Jessica, you sure you single?
Very much so. Last time I checked, I woke up alone.
I like that answer.
Man.
For real.
All right, so we're coming up on a hard break. And Gabby,
what you mean? No,
we're coming up on
time.
A hard break. I just said hard break.
It's a heartbreak.
Yeah, it's a heartbreak.
But
it gives you some time to get yourself together and get some water.
Okay.
Because momentarily you're gonna have to eliminate one other person.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you gotta eliminate one more bachelor.
I thought I had extra time.
No, I gave you extra time during this break.
Y'all do me so wrong. That's all right though.
It's okay. It's a part of the show.
All right. It's all good. The phone lines are still open, 404-892-2703, and we are still on Facebook Live and IG Live at 1380-WAOK. Send us your comments and your advice for Gabby right now. Who do you think she should go on a date with so far? We have Ken remaining, Jessica remaining, and Rod remaining.
Amen. I kind of got a general idea who she favors.
Yeah, you don't know.
Maybe.
You don't know.
But I don't know.
You don't know.
She may, you know, flip the script on us.
The suspense is killing me.
It is.
It's killing all of us.
It is. It is. But this is fun.
It is.
Because y'all on that side.
We're going to have to bring this. We're going to have to bring this
back.
But
it's not going to be fun for the person who's about to be eliminated.
Uh-oh.
Don't make it sound like that. We're all winners.
You're right. Look at Gabby. She over there plotting. She plotting.
It's News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Love and relationships and friends. The matchmaking game. Finding love for Gabby. The Blind Date Show. Sean Garvey, C to the J, and Gabby Bell.
Ew.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
So far, Gabby Bell.
Yes.
Real quick.
I'm ready.
Yes.
Real quick before you start your questions. We had a caller. No. We had a caller call in. She didn't want to go live. But she said she liked Jessica.
Okay.
She liked Jessica.
Crystal from Atlanta.
Crystal. Thank you, Crystal. I will take that in consideration, Mama. Pretty, I appreciate that.
Okay,
can I go now?
We're still taking your calls at 404-892-2703 and let us know who Gabby should let go and who Gabby should keep. So go ahead with your questions.
Okay, this goes to Ken. What is your worst quality?
Ooh, what is my worst quality? Let me think. Let me look in here. Hold on. I think I go 0 to 100 pretty fast. I think that's my worst quality.
Okay, what about you, Jessica?
I think I allow myself to stay in a situation I shouldn't be in. I think I get too much. I'm too nice, I think. And I've been working on that because I was too nice. Sometimes you give people too much of yourself that they don't really deserve. I think I do that too much. So.
Okay, yeah. Rod?
I'm actually the same. I can be too nice sometimes. Definitely not a pushover, but I think I give people too many chances to get simple things right.
Okay. Jessica, how is the relationship with your parents, your mom and your dad?
My dad died when I was 19, but that was my best friend back then. I built a relationship with my mother a little bit beyond that, obviously, after losing my father at a younger age. But me and my mother, we square. She still lives in Wisconsin. She's an amazing woman. She's been working all her life. She's ready to retire in about 2 years. But we really good. She check on me all the time, call me. But we built a relationship kind of after the fact because I was so sports heavy when I was younger, you know, when I played ball and, you know, football. And my dad would be there. He was like my coach, my best friend at the time. So when he died when I was 19, that kind of shifted to my mother and we built a relationship. So my mother, we real tight.
Okay. What about you, Rod?
My parents have been married for 41 years, and they have absolutely been the blueprint as far as what I look for.
Okay.
My dad has taught me how to treat a woman without even saying a word, just by watching him growing up naturally. With my mom, absolute queen, absolute strong backbone type situation. So I can't be with a soft woman. I've learned to just basically feed off of them and how they vibe and how they are a team. I love it. And to this day, like, you know, I look to them as far as what I'm looking for.
So you're family oriented then?
Very.
What about you, Jessica? Are you family oriented?
Yeah, I got a fairly big family. My mother had three sisters and three brothers. My father has four sisters and one brother. So I have a pretty big family. And, you know, the holidays are crazy for us because we all try to get together and, you know, kick up and have a good time, catch up when we can, especially because, I travel home because the majority of my family is in Wisconsin. So. Yeah, family is huge to me. It's my everything. So, you know, they're very supportive of me from afar, and I appreciate it. But, yeah, I love family, man. Family's everything.
All right, Ken, same question.
Yep, family first. I believe in that. Me and my mom were tight. My dad died when I was 9, though, so I didn't really get to see him. But everything my mom taught me, you know, I just took that in stride and,
And that's why I treat my woman like a queen today, you know. So, but we're real tight. I go see her probably every weekend anyways. She lives, like, south of me. And but I believe in that, family first always. So that's it with me.
Okay. Do I have time for one more question?
One more.
Okay. I had it on the scale. Okay. So I know, Jessica, you have a 5-year-old son, right?
Yeah, 5-year-old son.
Mm-hmm. Do you want any more kids?
Absolutely. It would be definitely, like, I had that son when I was, you know, I was married 6 years ago. That ended 6 years ago. But she was pregnant at the time, so he'll be 5, you know. So that was kind of like the situation that happened is it dissolved. But yeah, absolutely. Family, I couldn't see.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Myself not getting married and having kids again.
Okay, Rod, I know you have two. Do you have, are they boys, girls? How old are they?
I have a 6-year-old daughter and a 3-year-old son. Absolutely love fatherhood. And yes, I would want to definitely have a kid with the woman that I marry.
Okay, what about you, Ken? You don't have any kids. Do you want kids?
Yes, I do. Be nice to see Ken running around, Junior, you know. Gabriella, you know, princess thing running around. But yeah, you know, I am. A little, hopefully, man, you know, we get married, do that thing, whatever, you know, start a family or something. Hopefully it comes soon.
Okay. I got time for one more?
No.
Okay. No.
Time to eliminate one. Sorry.
We got to eliminate one.
Sorry.
We got to eliminate one, all right? So we have 3 remaining, but one has to go. And Gabby, who has to go?
I'm going to say Ken.
Oh! Ouch. And why Ken? Why Ken?
I don't know. I mean,
Well, while you're over there pondering, Ken, any last parting words for Gabby before you come over and meet her?
Oh, you got 2 dudes, man, you know, make the right choice. These brothers are, you know what I'm saying, they some real good choices for you, you know, so... you know, just make sure you pick the right guy. I think both of them, you need to choose both of them. But they don't allow that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
they got laws and stuff like that. But, but anyway, you have fun, man. Be good, you know. So thanks for having me on the show.
Okay. And, well, before you go, Ken, it's only fair that Gabby sees you. We want Gabby to see who she's
come on around.
Well, my Instagram
no,
is.
You gotta look that other way.
I'm just kidding.
You ready, Instagram?
Come around.
Ken.
There we go.
So Gabby can see you.
Hi.
That is Ken.
Come on, let's go. Look at him. He's stealing.
That is Ken.
Yes.
And he's a Falcons fan.
I see.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, so this is the one you letting go, Gabby. Yeah.
It's okay. We have 2 left.
You got 2 left.
We have 2 left.
We got 2 left.
We got 2 left. Real quick, one more question before we go to break for them two.
I need one more question?
One more question for them two.
What makes you laugh?
And this question is for?
Both. I get to do both.
Well, who are we going with, Jessica or Rod?
Oh, we're going to start with Jessica. What makes you laugh?
Corny jokes. Corny jokes make me laugh.
No, that's Gabby all day.
No, I mean, I'm serious. I'm straight up because I tell corny jokes sometimes. But good comedies, you know what I'm saying? Coming to America, my favorite movie. So.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, man, I love Coming to America. Yeah, but yeah, corny jokes, just small things, you know.
Chocolate. Okay, I'm sorry.
I can't do that. I go quote the movie all night. But yeah, just small things like that. Just fun stuff, playful stuff. Like, I'm naturally laughing and smiling, having a good time, so. Tell a corny joke. I'll tell you another one.
Okay. What about you, Rod?
Sad to say, everything makes me laugh, and that's not a good thing. It can be church. It can be a funeral.
I'm silly.
I find the smallest things hilarious, and I can't help myself. I can't hide my face. I have no chill when I'm started.
This is going to be hard.
Okay. Well, we only.
I got one more question.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Okay. What do you do on your downtime, Rod?
Travel or play with my kids.
Okay, what about you, Jessica?
I try to get out and be active. Go out, bowl, go see a movie, like play mini golf, do something, just do something fun, just okay. Be active.
Okay.
You got one more?
I got one more? Mm-hmm. Dang, man. Okay, so Jessica, describe your your style.
I'm laid back. I'm not a flashy person. I'm pretty conservative when it comes to that. As average as I think I self to, I try to stand. I don't stand in a crowd. I stand away from it. So I'm different, but I refuse to be labeled into somebody else's move. So
okay,
I like to just be real low, key, low back.
Okay, I'm talking. What about your dress style? Like, how do you? What?
Oh, it depends on the occasion. Like right now, I'm just chilling. It's a weekend, so I ain't got to really go to work. So I'm maintaining. But it all depends on for the occasion. I can dress for the occasion. So. I like to see my. I like to, you know, think I can dress well. I hope.
You got a little hood, kind of sense of style.
Sneakerhead.
Well, I can do both. Okay. my shoe collection ain't just a whole bunch of Jordans or sneakers. It's okay. A whole bunch of dress shoes and suits too.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So okay. I go either way.
Okay. What about you, Rod? Real quick.
I can go from Timberland sneakers to dress.
Oh, he said Tim's.
So,
because you know I'm from New York. Oh, Lord. it's something about the Timberlands.
Lord Jesus.
We call them Butters Constructs. But okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
All right.
So there you go. Okay, so we only got a few minutes left. One has to go.
Not right now.
Because we're going into break.
Can I talk to him off air?
No.
Why?
Because that is not a part of the game.
But I'm saying, because we started late and...
It's okay.
Okay.
It's all right.
You know, CJ.
You just see this.
Oh, CJ, I can't wait.
I'm that big brother. Sorry.
You know what? That's fine.
All right, 404-892-2703. You still got time to call in and let us know who Gabby should eliminate and who should she go on a date with. So far, we have Rod and we have Jessica. So it's neck and neck right now, CJ. Okay?
I like it. Oh, also, when we come back, we actually have our sponsor for the date that you guys win on the back line. He's going to talk to you guys, let you know what to expect when you come down to his spot.
He gonna have the red carpet rolled out.
We'll talk to him and see. We'll talk to him and see.
Okay.
All right.
It's Love and Relationships and Friends, the matchmaking game, finding love for Gabby, the blind date show, right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Sean Garvey, C to the J, and Gabby Bell in the studio.
Ew.
Last few minutes of the show, the matchmaking game, finding love for Gabby, the blind date show. And we really appreciate everybody hitting us up on and off the air. Especially on IG at 1380 WAOK and at 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community on Facebook. And C to the J, we've been having a lot of people saying, hey, I want to get hooked up too.
Right. I think we just had a caller say, can we do an older version or some older men, for 50 and up? So we may need to sit down.
Yes.
Talk with Ms. Brenda and Ms. Joyce. And you know, hey, may have to put this thing together now.
Yes.
You know, long as, you know. My chick looking right. I don't care. I'm here.
I'm with you on
that. Yeah, I'm saying.
I'm with it. All right. In just a few moments, we have our date sponsor on the line, and he's going to let us know what to expect for Gabby and her potential dater.
Yes, yes.
So we got that coming up. But Gabby, you got your last and final questions. Because
I have three.
Yes.
You have three?
I'm going to let go.
All right, so we're going to let you get your three, but I want one more. I got one more for the fellas.
Okay.
And then this is for Jessica. The remaining two are Jessica and Rod.
Yes. So real quick, fellas, what's your zodiac sign? And do you believe in compatibility with another, certain zodiac signs?
I'm a Libra. Do I believe in it? Yeah, I don't research it to the T, but I believe it's some truth to it for real. Okay. I mean, just based off of dating. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Right.
I'm a Taurus. I'm not deep into it like that to where I'm researching off the bat. But there, like you said, there's definitely some truth to it.
Get a little closer to that mic for me. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Because I'm a Scorpio.
Scorpio guy.
Yes. I just had a birthday, actually, on Wednesday. So
happy belated.
Thank you. Who said that?
Both.
Both.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I know both of you have children. Rod, you have two, and Jessica, you have one. How is the relationship with your kid's mother? Starting with Jessica.
Well, she lives in Mississippi with my son. I actually drive an hour and maybe about 5.5 hours every other weekend to go spend time with my son. That's a priority. It's my son, my responsibility. That's what I do. But yeah, we have a great relationship. Everything doesn't work out the way you want it to, you know, when you marry. I can say that. I can take responsibility for my part. She took responsibility for hers, and we great friends now, and we co-parent amazing. She's dope, but, you know, it just don't work out. So as long as my son is healthy and happy and she's healthy and happy taking care of my son, I go handle my business when I need to, and he comes to visit. So, yeah, we good. I'm solid.
Okay, nice. So there'll be no baby mama drama, right?
Absolutely not. I don't got time for drama.
Okay, good. All right, Rod.
It's really good. I'm one of the few men in the state of Alabama who have joint custody with their kids. My relationship with my kids are very important, and their moms are great moms. We didn't work out as far as relationship-wise, but I see them weekly. They're like my little best friend, my little broke friend.
Okay, cool. All right, Jessica, what do you look like? Because I can't see you right now, so I need your physical appearance. Like, describe, do you have a beard? Are you bald? You got waves?
All right, I can run this off as quickly as possible. I'm tired of people calling me, like, Samoan because I ain't. I'm just black. I think it's the hair because I let it grow out. But even if I did, when it curled up, they still was trying to call me a Spaniard then, like I was Spanish. I'm just black. I don't have maybe some Native American there. I'm 6 foot. I'm solid. I'm about 235-ish, you know, so.
Okay. What about you, Rob?
I'm 6'1", 225. My beard connects. I got all my teeth.
He's being honest.
He's being honest.
I get mistaken for being mixed, but I'm not. Low haircut, waves, nothing.
Wave check.
He got him spinning, CJ.
Well, I got that Velvet wave cap at the crib with Sean.
Okay.
What is that, Velvet?
All right, to both of you, what do people like about you, Jessica?
My personality. I can speak to anybody in any room. I'm just a polite person. I was brought up that way. I was always taught to, you know, just make everybody feel important by being nice to them. You never know. You can make somebody's day by being nice to them or just smiling at them. So I make sure I make that a habit of me every day. Even if somebody's rude, I try to be as nice as I can to them because you never know what somebody's day was before it started with you. So I take my personality over anything, you know, smiling, speaking to people, being articulate to people. That's something I take very, very much pride in.
Okay. Same question, Rod.
I'm really good at making people feel comfortable. So I would say my personality and my sense of humor. I've just learned how to respect people for who they are and accept them. You know what I mean? There's no reason to be disrespectful. It costs you nothing to be polite.
Okay.
Okay. And this is the last question, right? Last but final question. Why should I pick you?
And this goes to Jessica.
Oh.
Or Rod. Okay. Jessica.
Me? Okay. If you want to find somebody that's honest, is genuine, that really wants a relationship, that's really prepared for a relationship through experience and other things like that. Life gets you different things. But if that's what you're looking for, you're looking to laugh and for me to tell you a whole bunch of corny jokes and take you to some movies, have a good time, really get to open up and find out things about yourself you probably haven't realized you like or know about yourself, then you might want to pick me. No diss to Rod, because he's a good dude. I don't really know him up until today. I can't diss that man. I don't diss another man to elevate myself. You don't need to push down somebody else to love yourself, and I never do that. But I know who I am, and I know the type of man I am. So, you know, I'm sure he'll treat you well, and I'm on that same plane. But at the same day, I do it differently. And I do it with a smile and a whole bunch of fun. So if that's what you're about, then, you know, you can rock with me. We're going to make this happen.
Rod.
I know who I am. I know what I want. I'm a good guy who, you know, like you said, treat you right. You'll never be bored. You'll never be hungry.
I love to eat.
She do love to eat. She do love to eat.
Absolutely laugh.
Hungry.
Yeah, you'll never be bored, ever.
Okay. All right. So it's that time.
No.
It is that time.
I want both.
You can't have both. First of all, that sounds real bad. All right. I just want to let you know that right now.
What I meant was. Yeah, I think I didn't have enough time to actually sit, talk to him, to really like get
that's
to what, know.
That's why you had to pick
like,
one.
This is just like speed dating.
Exactly.
Okay, but
pretty much.
But I mean, I'm just saying, after the show, if I want to exchange numbers with all of them,
Okay. No, okay, Gabby.
I'm just kidding.
You be Gabby. Real fast. I'm going to take my belt off.
Gabby, you can only pick one.
You can only pick one.
So who are we going to eliminate? We're going to eliminate. And who?
We're going to go with Rod.
Are we going to go with Rod?
Or are we going with Jessica?
Jessica.
I'm a little nervous, though, because Jessica was landing on pretty thick. I mean, he was saying all the right things.
Honestly,
and, you know,
I think they both were for you.
Yeah, me
they
too.
They both were
See,
for you.
See, we on the same page.
It's cool. But you only can pick one. You can only pick one at the end of the day.
You can only pick one.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't think you could go wrong with any four that was here.
Me neither.
You know what I'm saying? You got down to these two. So which one are you going to eliminate?
I need like two more minutes.
We only got four for the show, so.
All right. I'm going to have to eliminate Rod.
Oh!
This is racist. Wait,
what?
Rod. What was it? This is racist.
Rod. No,
real quick, Rod, before you come over.
Final words
to Gabby.
Final words
to Gabby, real quick.
Jessica's a great guy. You absolutely deserve the best. I think he can give it to you.
Boom.
Okay.
I like that.
There you go.
That's real.
Thank you,
oh,
brother.
Wow.
Respect.
Okay. You, let's see Rod real
Rod,
quick.
Come
let's
on
see
over real quick.
Like. Let's see what Gabby
don't
is
forget
letting
to treat.
Go.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Go ahead. Yeah, yeah. Come on over. Come
Rod.
On over.
Yo, see, can I say something?
Rod.
Yeah, yeah.
I was low-key hot when he walked in with them joints. I ain't gonna lie. I was low-key hot.
There's Rod.
There go Rod. And with the flowers.
Yeah,
with the roses.
My boy, roses.
Low-key hot.
I feel you. Nah, I feel you.
I ain't gonna lie. I was hot about that one. Like,
okay.
Wow. Okay.
So,
we got to bring out Jessica because Jessica.
She is. Sit down or stand up. It's fine.
Okay.
With
so
no more further ado,
we gotta bring Jessica.
We gotta bring the winner.
We gotta bring the winner.
Hold on, hold on. Before you come over, Jessica, let's get Chef Sammy on the line. He's gonna let you know what you guys won.
Chef Sammy,
that'll be nice.
Chef Sammy, you there?
Showcase here.
Hey, Chef Sammy, how you doing?
All right, sir. How are you?
I'm good. We definitely want to appreciate you and say thank you again for sponsoring our date for our blind date winners, Gabby. And she went on ahead and picked Jessica. So we want you to go ahead and just let the people know, let Gabby know and Jessica know what to expect when they come down to Sammy Showcase.
Yes, Gabby, we got some of the world's best cooked food, seafood, beef, chicken, lamb,
oh, I love seafood.
And vegan. And we are the world's best cooked food. And when you come here, you go to everybody's flavor. So come on down and enjoy your dinner. And all the listeners, you better play them games with the radio station because we make it happen.
Chef Sammy, man, we definitely appreciate you.
Thank you,
for
Chef
being
Sammy.
Our official date sponsor,
thank you,
man.
Now we're located at 3183 Main Street, East Point, Georgia, Showcase Food Gallery. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. There you go. Okay, so let's go ahead and bring the winner out.
Jericho.
Can we knock him down like, bam? Like,
no.
Okay.
Took me hard to pick that up. Put that up. Hard work. Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
well, Jessica.
Get ready to be Jessica.
Jessica, come on out.
Hi, Jessica. Hey.
There you
all
go.
Right,
that's
ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We definitely appreciate everybody tuning in this Sunday, first Sunday, Love and Relationships with Friends. Blind Date Edition.
Yeah.
I think we've gotten some good feedback from this show.
Yeah.
A lot of people were like, hey, can I sign up? Can I do this? Can you know? So we may have to really look into this, Sean, and we may need to make this like a every once in a month, every other month type of thing, maybe.
I agree.
Or whatever. So
absolutely.
You know, we helping folks find love. That's what we're doing. Love
and
relationships.
Love and relationships and friends
love
and
in all the wrong places.
Gabby.
Gabby, any last words?
Okay. I just want to thank all of the bachelors that came through. Thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate your time, your effort, and everything that you did today.
Boom.
All right.
Appreciate
Gabby,
it.
Congratulations Jessica, and Gabby, you will be going on a date to Sammy's Showcase.
Sammy Showcase.
All right.
I'll get with you guys with details on whenever you guys ready to go.
Okay.
You guys set that up. Just let me know. It is going to be taken care of. Anything extra, that's on y'all or whatever. All right, cool.
Okay, and we're going to do a recap. We're going to do a dating recap soon when we go back on the air next month for Love and Relationships, one Sunday of each month.